Most fans of true crime would love the chance to experience catching a killer. This is where Hunt a Killer comes in. This is the best way to get in the shoes of a real detective and feel like you're solving an actual real-life murder. I'm absolutely addicted to Hack. I've been subscribed to their 6-episode season since they were a thing and have played all but one of their standalone games. My office is filled with documents and evidence from their cases, and there's nothing like filing away when you've solved and closed the case. If you'd like to get your hands on one of their standalone cases, use our code SIRENS at checkout on their website, www.huntakiller.com. And hey, every episode helps fund the Cold Case Foundation, a nonprofit that assists in bringing justice to unsolved cases throughout the country.
You're listening to Sirens, a true crime podcast brought to you by the Sirens Network. This podcast contains explicit content, so listener discretion is advised. The opinions expressed on this podcast are solely the views of the hosts and do not reflect the views of affiliates, associates, or sponsors of this podcast. And now, for a break from our regular programming for this special supernatural episode, Holly's Hauntings.
You and like the listeners have to really listen because I caught some things that I think are really interesting, and I'm kind of excited to see what everyone else like has to say about what they hear. You know what I mean? So the next clip that I have, this one gets a little strange too. We had just started using a Ouija board and we were asking some questions of it, and there are sometimes, like, every time we would ask a question throughout the entire seance, we would ask a question and then everyone would just shut up and wait because we were looking at the Ouija board, and sometimes it would spell things out and sometimes it wouldn't move at all. So when it would spell things out, and I believe you were the designated note taker.
Yeah, I wasn't touching it. I didn't want anything to be, biased or whatever. Because I remember I was at the other end of the table.
Yeah, you were at the very end, and you were like the designated note taker. So like you would look, and whatever like letters would come up, you would write it down, and then you would tell us like what that said or whatever. So anywho, there should not be any answers after any questions that we ask. Just FYI. So I'm going to play this next clip. This one's kind of interesting.
What are we doing? We got to hold hands. Or that's the way it is on TV. I don't know.
I have worked on a really big
game.
We're gathered here to speak to any spirits that are willing to engage with us. If there are any spirits here tonight, give us a sign of some kind, make a rapping noise, or move the candle, or any sign that you desire. You can leave your hands on the table so they can see, so that we know that nobody's making it. Is there anyone here? Are there any spirits here? Tap once if you're here.
I don't know, but it got colder than shit in here.
If there's a spirit here, let it be known to us.
Blow out the candle.
Ooh, you did that.
But it sure made it quicker. Are you trapped in this house? Do you want to leave? What's holding you here? Is there anything I can do to help you get out of here? Flicker the candle. Okay. I need you to tell me on the recorder to talk to me, to tell me what it is you want me to do so you can pass over.
Can you make your presence known?
Oh, I got the rope.
Oh my God.
Isn't that like, did you not get the freaking chills?
Oh my God, I did again. Oh my God.
That part. Imagine me sitting. Okay, so when I was moving everything over to digital, I couldn't do it in my office. My office is very small and contained, and I can see everything in it.
But I need to turn the lights on. Oh, my God.
I had to switch this over because I used a very old, giant karaoke machine tape player that I've had forever, and I had to set it up on the table in the game room and like rig everything so that my microphone is in front of it and make sure that like I closed all the doors and the AC was off so that wouldn't like interfere with anything. And the parts that like I'm hearing for the first time in 12 freaking years. Actually, some of these I've never even heard before. And like, just chills all over. And I'm like, oh my God, I really should have not done this alone.
What are we doing? Exactly. Oh my God.
That part where your mom says, are you trapped here? I swear to God, somebody says yes.
It said yes. It fucking said yes. I heard it. And it was straight up just yes. And what's fucky is
plain as day.
It doesn't sound like necessarily like a guy or a girl. That's what's fucking with
exactly.
Me. Like, what is that? What realm is that word in? You go back and play that for me, and you tell me if you can hear a guy or a girl, because I fucking promise you can't. It's a straight up yes. I don't know. This is like some Mothman prophecies kind of shit.
Right. Oh my gosh. Yes. So yeah, and that's something that I've listened to this recording several times throughout the last 12 years since we've done this, and I've never heard that before. Mm-hmm. Ever. So, and things like I said that were there that I have heard before are no longer there. So I don't know what's going on with this thing.
Oh my God.
So, speaking of things that are no longer there, I'm going to play this next clip. And at the very end of this next clip is where I have always heard a man's deep voice say, shut up, at the very end of this next clip. Now it's not there. It's just gone.
Okay.
And when you touch it, it's just one finger.
The water.
One finger.
Now you touch the board. Ouija board.
There's a boy that just came out of the hallway. Holy crap.
Oh, it's stinging. It's burning.
Oh, who are you?
Are you in the kitchen?
Oh, it's in the kitchen.
Can you tell us your name?
What?
Is your name Casper?
Like Casper, the friend of ghosts?
No, my ex-husband.
He keeps saying he's sorry. That's all he ever does.
I know.
I wish it could fucking focus. It can't focus past the glass on the outside. We're doing a witch seance on Friday the 13th, drinking alcohol, and you want to worry about me dropping the F-bomb.
Classic Holly.
Oh, God.
After that is when I've always heard that voice say, shut up. Like, it was just the most chilling thing. And now it's just not there anymore. It's just gone. And that is the creep. And that is right after you saw a little boy come out of the hallway.
Okay. Did it touch me on the arm?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you said it burnt you.
Okay.
As it touched you. You said something touched you and it burnt. I don't know if it was the little boy or whatever the man thing was.
After a long time after this happened, I realized that whenever I got touched with something, it was so fucking cold, it felt like it burned me.
Yeah. That's how you described it. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. in a later clip and it was kind of jumbled, but you were like, you literally said, it's so fucking cold, it burns. You literally said that.
Well, okay. How the fuck would I ever remember that in a million years? I just know, okay. That's weird. When I said later on, I thought I figured it out literally later on, like had nothing to do with this night. Like, Okay.
Well, it was at least this night or prior. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt like frostbite. Like when you touch an ice cube and your finger's wet, it burnt. Like, yeah.
And did you hear after your mom asked what your name is and there was like this little blurb?
Yes.
Of sound?
Yes. But then immediately someone goes Casper and it kind of covered over.
It like, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's because nothing should have been there. Like that was just silence when we were live recording.
Yeah, there was nobody talking. There was nothing.
Nope.
And then the whole thing with Macy. Like what did she ask? Make your presence known and then Macy goes batshit?
Yeah. Exactly. Macy's the only one in the house that could see it, like, unless if it didn't want to be seen by humans. Yeah. So she was kind of our alarm bell that night.
That's insane. She was perfectly quiet. And then when we moved on to other questions, she shut up.
Like, she's what's fine.
That?
Yeah.
What is that?
Don't know.
I'm gonna be 110% honest with you. I did not remember my dog, one, being there, or two, reacting. I didn't remember that at fucking all.
Yep.
Like, not at all. Holy shit. Ugh.
Yeah. So if you've gotten chills before this, this one's probably about to get you.
No.
Yeah. All right. So here's the next clip. And like I said, this one will probably get you.
Is your grandfather here with you?
Is Carmen here? Are you in my bedroom? Who's the little boy? What's your name? How old is the little boy?
11.
Is the little boy's name Skeet? Like Skeeter? You feel that?
Uh-huh.
Since you said Skeeter, it started moving faster. Is there a woman spirit in the house with you? Are you going to allow other spirits to speak?
Mom, he wants you to eat crab.
Crab?
Yeah.
I have no idea. He doesn't. It just said no. It just said no. She said he wanted you to eat crab, and it just went over to no.
But he would. He wants her to eat crab.
Done with questions until you forgive me and eat crab with me. 6/9/89 August.
89. That's when we got married.
Oh.
That's our wedding day.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So that one had a lot to process.
Oh, my God. Nobody there would have known their fucking wedding day.
No.
They got married right before I turned 3. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you were the designated taker, so I cut out the part where we're telling you letters, and I mushed that up, and then you just say what was spelled out, and it was like, he wants you to forgive her and eat crab, and then the date.
The crab thing was their thing.
See, none of us would have known that.
No, none of you would have known. I wouldn't have known that. Like,
It doesn't matter if you knew it or not. You weren't touching the Ouija board.
I know.
So even if you did know it, there was no way that you could influence that.
I couldn't have spelled shit.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why you didn't touch it with us that night. Touch it with us. Play with us.
Touch it real good.
But even at the beginning of that one, there's a lot of voices in there.
There's so much noise and talking. And someone young as shit spoke too.
I know. Carmen. Who's Carmen? Explain who Carmen is.
So Carmen was my cousin, and she got killed in a car accident.
Okay.
She died in 1977. I never met her. Had no idea what she looked like. I did not grow up with that story. I was not told that story until I told my mother what the girl looked like standing in our living room. And a couple weeks ago, so each branch of our family had one daughter. So Manny, her brother, and her sister only had one daughter. They all had boys and one daughter apiece. And all their names started with a K.
Right.
And Carmen got killed in 77, so the other two Ks are left. And the other K was taking care of my mother when I got there a week or two ago. And we were talking about the stuff that went on in the house. And whenever I described the girl that was standing there, like in between me and the living room, she was standing at the end of the hallway, going into the living room. And so whenever I described that girl, I did not say anything at all about who it was. I didn't bring up Carmen at all. And her eyes got the size of half dollars. And she goes, "That's Carmen." She said, "That sounds like Carmen." And I was like, "That's exactly what my mother said." So after I brought up what she looked like, they brought up what she was buried in. My aunt's favorite color was purple, and that's the dress she put her in. I had no, how would I know that? Why, you wouldn't tell, I don't know shit about that. After that, Mom put Carmen's pictures up in the house, you know, like, okay, you know what happened. You know this tragic thing happened. You know where it happened. Here it is.
Yeah. So did you know on the night that we did this seance who Carmen was, or is this a recent revelation?
I knew who she was. The recent revelation was what she was buried in and what she like looked like then. I told Mom who the girl in the living room was, that's when the pictures came out and she told me all that.
That's creepy. And what I think I hear is she says, "Is Carmen here?" And I hear someone say, "Let me check." No. That's what I thought I heard.
Wow.
So I'm going to play that again for you because I feel like there was a lot going on in
that. Yeah, there was.
Is your grandfather here with you?
Okay, did you hear that?
Yeah.
I don't know what it says, but it's something. That's just so weird.
I heard it. That's the thing that sounds like a little kid. It sounds like, "Let me check," and there's a pause and no.
Yeah, like, "Let me check," or "Let me see," something like that, and then pause, no.
No. No.
Is Carmen here?
Yeah, that was a "Let me see."
Are you in my bedroom?
No. Let me see.
So, yeah, and then for it to determine the date of your... I mean, that's just...
Nobody would have known that date. Like, I could... If my grandparents were alive, I could ask them right now what the date was, and I don't think they'd know. Like,
I wouldn't have known it, for
no,
sure.
No, there's no way in hell you would have known it. That's wild. I don't remember that either.
I mean, there's a possibility, because our moms are such good friends, that my mom could have known, but also her memory is about the same as mine and it's really shit.
Yeah, there ain't no way. There's no fucking way. Because this is like 20 years later, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah. Mm-mm. No, I don't think so.
She probably doesn't even remember what he looks like. Like,
I have no idea what he looks
like. Yeah, he's one of those sweep it under the rug people. Like, we don't...
Exactly.
We don't talk about it. It's like it didn't, it didn't happen.
So the consensus that night was that he was there and he was speaking through the Ouija board and he was telling you heard your mom say, "Are you going to let anybody else talk?" She was asking him "Are you going to let anyone else answer us through the Ouija board?" And he said no. And that's when he said, "Not until you forgive me." He said, "No more questions." And "Not until you forgive me and eat crab," and then gave the wedding date. I think my mom, your mom's female friend that was there, and your mom were the only ones touching the Ouija board.
And Mom's friend that was there just met her like she was nowhere, absolutely nowhere in the picture until I was probably 16.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, we were close with her for several years, and then it's not like parted ways or anything. It's just not hanging out all the time, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So then, okay, there's one last clip, and this was like a 2-hour seance, but these are the parts that I'm letting you listen to, the only parts where I heard something.
Okay.
Everything else was just like not really great sound quality, or it was like, I mean, it just wasn't salvageable, really. I have one last clip.
Stop, Kai. What do you stop?
What I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, we can start out. Look how clear this shit is now.
Maybe we should stop this.
Stop this?
It said stop.
Maybe he's wanting to say stop you from doing something. Let's ask it. Do you want us to stop doing the Ouija board?
No. He wants to stop Danny.
Do you want to stop Kyle from doing something?
Yes.
What do you want to stop Kyle from doing?
D.
Or?
Driving.
Why?
Stop. You want to stop me driving?
Do you want me to go on my vacation this summer?
Oh, he wants her to eat crabs. There's a damn orb in the bedroom.
Him?
There by the window.
A.
He didn't say maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Says maybe.
Maybe. Why? Why can't I drive there?
Hey. Remember when you were freaking out because it was right there?
Yeah.
It was like,
well,
right there.
Well, right there on between the Y and the W.
It was right here.
What were you doing?
Here in front of you.
There's no way to drive.
It was on your shoulders.
Why?
Are you freaking kidding me?
No. Not flying.
N-O-T.
Not. I'm not safe.
It's not safe. Well, that means I won't be driving all night there.
So how do we close the Ouija board? All together?
All together.
1, 2, 3.
So that's pretty creepy. Whatever it was trying to get your mom to not go on her vacation she was planning on going on. And like telling her, don't drive. And then I guess you had brought a camera and was taking pictures
mm-hmm.
while we were doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard yourself exclaim, there's a damn orb in the bedroom.
How can I see the bedroom from there? Think about it.
I don't know. I don't know if you were up.
It's probably from the pictures because we took pictures before we got started and turned the lights off. I think I want to say we were like mid seance when we turned the lights off because I know that the lights were on. And I took pictures of mom trying to catch the orb because there was a red one in our hallway.
Right. And we talked about those at the beginning. And then there at the very end of that clip is me and you. And you're telling me, I guess you just took a picture of me. And you said, hey, when you were freaked out earlier because the orb was like, you know, like 4 feet away from you. Well, it's literally right behind you now. And I was like, are you freaking kidding?
Oh, my God. I think the one by you was blue, though. I remember showing everybody the pictures.
Yeah, it was like bluish white.
Yeah, I think I had, oh my God, I'm trying so fucking hard to remember this. Like I wouldn't have deleted them. They've got to be somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe I used mom's camera. I don't know.
Who knows? That was 12 years ago.
I know. It's fucking amazing to me that this tape like this.
I know. Away. That is the crazy part because I asked, you remember, I've asked my mom about this tape
for
plenty of times because she was the one that recorded it.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I've asked her about it just like casually over the last 5 or 6 years. Like, hey, you know where that tape is? And she'd go, no, it's like lost to time. And then I asked her about it, I think last Halloween. because I was thinking about using it last Halloween for like our very first episode or whatever, and she couldn't find it. So I was like, well, never mind. And then just out of the blue, she was like, okay, well, I found that tape. I was like, what the hell? Where? It just magically manifested.
You're going to have to give me some answers. That's so funny because you're the kind of person that's going to be like, walk me through it. Exactly where was it? I've asked you for years. And I'm the kind of person to be like, cool, let's listen. Like, further questions.
I think she said she was like digging in some, she's got like a very, 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 it's like a very large shop. And there are like a tons and tons of plastic containers back there. And I think she said she was going through something for a garage sale or something, and she just happened upon it in its cute little case, just sitting there, and it says seance on it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I know. But it kind of feels like I just summoned it just from asking about it. So
yeah, right. Seek and you shall find.
Well, but I mean, I've had experiences. Well, I had two experiences, like personal, really personal experiences like that, in that house that my mom lives in. One of them was right after my grandma passed away, and I woke up in the middle of the night. And I had this mirror at the foot of my bed. And so you could like sit up and see yourself in the mirror. It was dark. And I sat up in the middle of the night. And there's this, literally this orb, this like glowing yellowish white orb just floating there at the end, at the foot of the bed, between the foot of the very foot of the bed and the mirror. And what was crazy about it was, is that it did not have a reflection. It was just right there in the middle with no reflection in the mirror. I was terrified, but then it just like kind of floated there for a minute and then dissipated. And I was like, what the hell? So later I kind of thought, I mean, this was right after my grandma passed away. So I was like, you know what? I bet that was her, you know, like, telling me goodbye or whatever.
Yeah.
I was telling my friends, my good friends who live right down the street from me about that one night, because we were kind of drunk and oversharing. But
I fucking hate doing that.
What's crazy though is that I had never really told anybody about that, and I told them, and it's a brother and a sister, and they actually had almost the exact same experience after their, I believe their mother passed away. Like almost verbatim. And I was like, are you kidding me right now? Cause so, I mean, that's pretty weird. But anyway, but then the other one, the other experience that I had, and really the only other real supernatural experience that I've ever remembered experiencing, was in the same house, and I was there alone. I was like 15. My parents were at like a football game or something. I don't remember. It was fall. And I was in the living room and I heard, well, you know, the size of my mom's house. Mm-hmm. And it's a pretty decent size. And I heard, I swear to God, I heard footsteps on the ceiling, like on the roof.
Oh no.
And we didn't have an attic. So it's just like, It was the roof. It wasn't inside the attic. And there's footsteps up there. And I was like, okay, well, but also there's a tree like right next to the house and maybe a branch fell or whatever, you know. And so I'm like, no big deal. And so I'm just sitting there in the living room and I'm like, I'm gonna ignore that. And then I hear it again. It's like, and I'm like, what the hell? What is going on up there? And so I was like, well, you know, maybe I'm going to go out back and I'll like look up on the roof, because it was kind of tilted and you could see if, like, I don't know, maybe a squirrel is up there. You know, we have chickens. Maybe, I don't know, maybe something's going on. So I went outside and I looked and nothing's up there. Nothing has fallen on it, anything like that. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go back in the house and I'm going to just pop a squat and pretend like that didn't happen again. And then all of a sudden, I shit you not, from one side of the house to the other, I hear, like, as if someone just ran across the entire roof. And I flipped out. I ran straight out the front door. I went all the way to the road so that I could see the entire roof of the house. And by this time, it was starting to get dark. And I was like, okay, well, I'm super into vampires and at this point in my life, and something is about to eat me. That's great. And like, in reality, what could have made a noise like this was like, maybe if someone had thrown like a basketball or something on the roof, you know, and it just kind of bounced all the way down. But there was nothing. There was nothing around. There was nothing on the ground. There was nothing on the roof. Like, it just blew my mind. And then it was gone. Never heard that ever again.
Jeepers creepers.
Yeah.
You better fucking be glad you weren't, like, we weren't talking every day then, because I would have been fucking with you.
I know. What? And like, I'm kind of thankful now that I just kind of kept shit like that to myself, because I had a lot of people that would have fucked with me. I didn't even tell my mom that until like last year, because she was like, well, here recently, something's been turning her TV on lately. Mm-mm. Like, just at random times in the middle of the night. And I asked her, I was like, well, has this always happened? She's like, I don't think so, because they just got cameras in the living room. And this is like a new development. They've never had cameras before. And so she gets like notifications when there's like motion detected in the living room. And she said a couple nights she would get woken up by these notifications saying someone's in the living room, and would look at, you know, like the live thing or whatever, the video. And it was just her TV would just turn on. And I'm like, okay, well, is it a smart TV? Like, is it set to turn on at a certain time every morning or whatever? And it's not the same time every morning. It's just like random times. So, you know, like a timer is out of the question. And so she was like, I don't know, just these weird things just started happening out of the blue. And I was like, I hate to tell you this now, but
it's not out of the blue. It's just,
yeah. I mean, things have happened before. We're talking like I was 15 the last time something happened, but still.
That's why I just couldn't let mine go on any longer, because it's just like, it got to the point where it's like, Mom, this is obviously happening to both of us, you know, like, I don't want you to try and downplay this. I don't want you to try and blame. My biggest fear was that she was going to take scary shit away from me. Like, if you take away my unsolved mysteries and my horror films, I swear to God, like, it's not in my mind.
Yeah.
I have always been like this. Like, we lived in several different houses. I just, you know how it is when you're a kid and that your mom's going to try to explain something away, like explain it away. Like, fix it in some other way. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just, like, it's not like that. I know me. Like, I know what's real. I know what's not real. I know that I'm not fucking crazy. I know that I haven't heard this at any other house. And to this day, like, I went, so the college thing, nothing ever happened to me in Texas. Never. In all the places I've lived in Texas, only that last one, which I'll, you know, we'll touch it in a second. But so I go to college, as you know, many states away, and nothing had happened. And we get back from Christmas break, and my roommates had gone to California, which is where one of them was from, and because she needed a new car. And so one drove her down, and then they both drove back. And I went to Southern California, I went to Northern California, and I was going to have a job interview there, and then went back to college. And they were like, how was Christmas? Like, did you go to the beach? We were all in California. Oh my God, it's so funny. And all of a sudden, so it was an open floor plan. It was a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom. We're standing in the living room. The dining room is all open, and the blinds go all the way up, like someone yanked on them, and then they come out of the holder and land on the ground.
Oh, shit.
And I'm kind of facing where this happened. It's catty cornered to me. Yeah. And then my roommate was on the other side of the couch. Her back was to it. And then my other roommate was to the left of me. And we just stopped talking and we look and we're like, what the hell was that? We go over the whole apartment. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4. We've only got 4 windows in the whole damn apartment. 5 windows. And so we like make sure they're all closed. Everything's fine. It's not windy, whatever. Nothing happened. I never told them shit about my house, my mom's house. Still to this day, have never told them shit about it. So I just casually walked over there and I picked up the blinds and I put them back in their little holder. And we just
like, no, this is my life. Yes. This is how this goes. Yes, so. Exactly. This is normal.
There's nothing to see here. I don't want to talk. I don't know what that was. That's crazy. Wow. Definitely. Yep.
The wind, am I right?
Yeah, oh, it's drafty in these old student dorms. Wow. So I, like our priest had said, oh, I didn't go over that. Whenever the priest was like, there's nothing here, you can help him towards the light, da 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 da. And they were like, he said it might not be the house, it might be her, because she's a child. And it's like, when we don't have our guard up, when we still believe in things, it's kind of like you and the things that we practice and the things that we believe. And we do not, like I was saying, having a seance while we're drinking alcohol, it's like when you dabble in the spirit world, you don't want your frequency, your vibes, your anything to be down and low. When they're like that, things can attach themselves to you, good and bad.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you're going to end up fucking possessed. That's not what I'm saying. But it's just like bad things, bad vibes, negative vibes. It's the bad shit. So anyways, they were like, it could be, you know, Father George was like, it could be her. It might not be the house. And I'm like, what?
Well, I mean, that makes sense. When you're a kid, I mean, like, no one has really explained to you what's real and not real. And, you know, so, I mean, you're more open to stuff like that.
Yeah. And it's like why children, all these children that remember past lives, or all these children that have an invisible friend who's not so invisible.
Exactly. I can promise you, if my kid is ever like, mommy, I've been talking to Tommy over there, I'm going to be like, okay, honey, I believe you 100%. Let me go get an exorcist. It'll be fine.
Everything's fine. Close your eyes real tight at night and stay the fuck out of mommy's room. Okay. I moved again, and I was in California, I was in Dallas, I was here and there and everywhere, nothing happened. I moved back to Oklahoma, nothing happened, lived a couple places there, and then I live on 13th Street. It's a dead end road.
Right.
So I live on 13th Street. Everything is hunky-dory, like haven't had anything happen in years, you know, like fine, don't even think about it anymore. It's not a big deal.
Right.
So I'm laying there in bed, and I couldn't have been like comfortably in a more protective spot. Like we were engaged and we had been together off and on for 6.5 years. He was my high school sweetheart. He was my absolute best friend. Like I wasn't nervous at all sleeping in a room with him, living in a house with him. I mean, since I was like 16 years old, I thought nothing could touch me as long as this man was around.
Mm-hmm.
And so, mm-hmm.
You know, sorry, I got a little.
Must be
my bad. My bad. I'm pregnant. It's the hormones.
So, I'm laying there in bed. This is getting real hot. So, my bedroom is at the back of the house. So picture this, the foot of your bed, there's a dresser. To the left is a big old laundry room, and to the right is a hallway and the bathroom.
Okay.
So the laundry room has a door, and the hallway has a door. We got them both shut. Okay. But it's got one of those weird kitchen window doors. It's got the big square window that goes into the laundry room. You know,
right.
I put curtains on that because I was like, get fucked. I don't like that. So, it's weird. So, anyway, I feel something looking at me, and it is mad that I'm there. It's fucking mad that I'm there. And I wake him up, and we'll call him C. And I was like, C, see, fucking something is at the foot of the bed. Well, it got to the point where we would be asleep and it would feel so angry that it would wake both of us up. We would wake up in the middle of the night and he's like, is there someone by the door? And I'm like, there's not fucking anyone by the door. And he's like, turn your lamp on. He didn't have a lamp and I had a lamp. And so I turn the lamp on and we look at, like, literally there's no one there. You could have sworn, absolutely sworn on everything that there was someone in the room with us. The last straw for me was, it never happened. Like, we would play video games. He was a drummer. Like, he would play drums. People would come over. We'd eat pizza. I'd cook dinner. Like, everything's fine all the time. And then nighttime would hit and weird shit happened. And one night I was standing there washing the dishes and I felt something staring at me from outside. And I stop in the middle of dishes. And I don't know if you know me this well, but when there is a task, if I start that task, I don't care if the fucking apocalypse happens. I'm finishing the task. Like, there's no stopping in the middle of it for a smoke break or a drink break or to pee. Like, I will ride it out until it's done. So I stop in the middle of fucking, like, in the middle of washing dishes, and I grab my camera and I go outside, and there is a big fucking red orb over the shrubs right at the kitchen window. Right at the kitchen window. And I go in there and I show him and he's like, you're batshit. What is wrong with you? It's an orb. Like, it's probably a dust particle, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Like, my mom will believe me. So I go to bed that night and it wakes us both the fuck up again. And I take a picture and there is a man in the mirror.
What?
Perfect. You can see his clothes, his hair, his hat, his profile. He's standing sideways. He's not there in the room. He's in that fucking mirror, though.
What?
And I went back.
No. Do you still have this picture? Freaking send it to me.
Probably so. There's a good chance. Don't really know what the hell's there and what's not. Like, I could blink my eyes and see it right now. And so I took one of his shirts or one of my shirts out of the, because it was the dresser mirror. And I took one of those out and I wiped it down and I stepped back and I did it again. And it was there again. Cause I was like, what could it be? Is it a smear? It can't be a smear.
Oh,
was
my God.
And then, so the last thing, once again, probably God, that was, oh shit. I don't know.
Are you literally the girl from Bly Manor?
No, like nothing happened ever again. Like, nothing happened when I lived in Latta. Nothing happened when I lived over by the golf course. Nothing, 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 nothing ever, never, never, never. Whole time I was in Latta, even by myself, nothing happened.
That's so weird. It's just randomly manifesting at random times in your life.
Oh, so I get, but that was different. Like I told you, like that one was hostile. That one was angry. That one was not. I had never had that fear before, ever.
Completely different, like manifestation or spirit or whatever.
Mom's house, it's like, I feel it. I know you're there. I know when you're there. I know when you're showing up. I know when you're fucking with me, but like, I feel it, but it wasn't like that. That I've never felt so unwelcome. Ugh. And we had massive, we didn't fight. We were seriously, like I told you, we were like best friends and we had fights in that house. We split up in that house. It was angry. Like me and him and his whole family got into it. Like, I laid on the couch. He didn't come home for like 3 weeks. I laid on the couch crying. My grandfather reached out to him like, would you please answer her? Like, she's not the same. She's not going to work. Like, it was fucking terrible. And I've never had anything like that. Like I was not one to care, but it's like the house was eating at me and eating at us and our feelings. Like, we literally got in a fight because I had to get ready. We didn't have a plug-in in our bathroom. And so I got ready in the floor in the dining room in front of a full-length mirror. So I'm sitting in the floor and I'm putting lotion on my legs and I take off my engagement ring and the gold ring that I always wear on my index finger that was my grandma's. Yeah. I take both of those off, set them on the floor, the wood floor, and he gets pissed and he gets up and comes in there and starts yelling at me, thinking that he's like, well, just take your ring off and throw it and you're not going to get it back. And da, 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 da. You're going out with your friends. You don't want to wear your ring. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
wow.
I was putting lotion on my legs.
Creating some hostility.
Yes, it was nuts. And we weren't like that. We were not like that. We'd been together off and on since I was like 15, 16. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like, if anything, you get more stable as an adult. And that just wasn't, I don't
know. Yeah.
weird. I was in a funk and I didn't go to work, and I really am not like that. I don't give two shits. Like, I'll break up with someone and not even talk about it on Facebook. Like, my divorce, people didn't even know. They're like, wait, what? Like, I don't care. Like, nothing bothers me. And I was just, you would have thought someone ripped my heart out. It was so weird. I think the house is sick. They need to just tear it down. I don't know.
Did it get better when you left the house?
Oh, yeah. Once I moved out, I was fine. He and I never got back together. We haven't seen each other since.
Did he continue living in that house, though?
Uh-uh. We went separately and got our shit out. And oh, my God. You know what I didn't even fucking think about? I had Cap's chair in that house.
Ooh.
It was the only recliner that I fucking had. And his parents owned a furniture store. And so I just moved in stuff temporarily until we picked out what furniture we wanted. And I had Cap's fucking chair in there, where in the same room where his drum set was. And I wound up leaving it there. I was like, fucking forget it. I don't want it.
Yeek. That could have some attachments.
I have never put that together in my fucking life. Never.
Especially if when he was around, if he was that intense and possessive and we both know how he was. So, I mean, that would make sense for him to make you feel like that in the afterlife and to not want you to be happy.
Oh my God. I've never thought about that. And I left that chair there and never looked back. Mom was actually kind of pissed about it. She was like, that's like the only thing of his we have. And I'm like, I don't give a flying fuck.
Worth it. Yeah. Leave it.
We moved it out. That place had like a garage barn thing like behind the house. And we just left it out there. I was like, fucking, I don't care. I got a new one. I don't care.
No, worth it. Leave it there. Get rid of it forever.
The very last thing that ever happened, and this orb thing, so I moved down here. Everything's fine for a couple months. And then I have a very tall bed. My bed is enormous. The headboard of my bed is like a foot from the ceiling. If that gives you
anything.
It's way the
I love like, it.
You and I could crawl underneath the bed and tell scary stories with our flashlights with
love it.
Plenty of room. So and then I have the big box spring that's like double mattress size, and then the mattress with the pillow top. You're like way up in the air, right? So yeah. I don't have nightstands. It's rustic. And the nightstands are like $450 a piece. And I'm like, you're fucking high. So I don't have those yet. So I just have normal nightstands. And I hear something going through my nightstand. Like like going through, I'm constantly reading two or three books at a time. I had two of them over there. I had my iPad over there. I've got lotion next to the bed every fucking night. You know, my jewelry, my earrings, I take them off. It's going through my nightstand. And I roll over and I look and there's nothing there. And I'm like, what the fuck? Well, he and I had a pet raccoon at the time. And her name was Neem. And I was like, is that fucking Neem? And then nothing would go on. And then I would hear something in the fireplace. Once again, I didn't mean nothing would go on. There'd be nothing there. So then I got up one night. I heard cabinets slamming. I heard food stuff being opened. And I'm like, the fucking raccoon got out. She slept in a kennel at night. She had a litter box. She had toys, bedding, every fucking thing. So I'm like, Nina, right. I have her damn kennel. And it did get to the point where we had to like wire the kennel shut, like the doors, because she figured they have hands, you know? And she
got it. Yeah.
Like, you can't eat all the fucking tortillas. I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry you have to say it. Caught her eating the bread, the tortillas, burger buns, everything. So
awesome.
I go down. So I had already told him about all the goings on. He got a camera for inside the house. We had like four outside, one inside, and the inside one, the view is the living room and the kitchen. And then that's all the entry points of our house other than windows. So
you
could go both ways. If someone was coming in a door and then the back patio, the camera sat right on top of the back patio door. So you see me walk, like, he finally, I woke him up over and over at like 11 o'clock at night, 11:30. It was like clockwork over and over. And I'd wake him up. And finally, a couple nights, he was awake and he heard it. And he was like, what the hell is that? And I was like, I told you. I told you.
You don't listen.
I'm not fucking crazy. Like, I was like, I told you. And so, like, he looked outside at the, like, where the big dogs were. And you could hear stuff in the fireplace. And we're like, what the hell? So the one night, he hangs the camera up. Okay. So the one night, I swear on everything, I hear Neem, I hear cabinet slamming, I hear food bags, and I'm like, what the hell? And you see me on the camera, it's got night vision and it's motion detected, and I walk in, and right. I would love to share this, but I don't wear things to bed except for, you know, one thing. So I'm walking.
You go, girl.
Naked as a jaybird. I'm walking through the living room and I go into the kitchen and there's nothing, and Neem is in her kennel and she's playing with her little toys that we have suspended from the ceiling. She's batting them around. She's like, having a girl time. And I'm like, okay, kid, well, it's not you. So I go to leave, and this gold, so at night, this camera is black and white. There is no mistaking. It's black and white. The night vision.
Yeah, we have the same type of camera, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
A gold orb goes, it makes like a little half circle and it follows me down the hallway, and you can see the light of it reflecting off the wall of the hallway.
Oh shit, where did you go?
Wait, I'm here.
Okay. Don't freak me out. This is not the time.
But nothing. I'm getting dragged down the hallway by my feet.
Ah, please don't do that.
But nothing ever happened again. That camera caught that. We watched it a million times. That's it. Like, that house, we've been in this one for a year, almost a year now, and nothing has happened. Nothing creeps me out. I feel nothing. Doors don't open. Nothing. Everything's fine.
That is so crazy.
I just don't get it. But it's like your shit that you were talking about. When my aunt, my great aunt and uncle were passing away, when my aunt passed away, her granddaughter was on her couch at her house, my aunt's house. The granddaughter was at her grandmother's house, laying on the couch. And she woke up at like 3 a.m. and she said it looked like, and it sounded like wind chimes up in the corner, like little lights glowing in the corner. And she said, right as I was trying to fall back asleep, it wasn't 5 minutes later, they called and said my aunt had passed away.
Isn't that so crazy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, like, I think those little, because they're not like an orb as if you would see it in a picture. You know what I mean? It's like, it's literally a glowing ball of light. I don't know how else to describe it. You know, Elvis, well, his grandma, my mom had at the time, and she always slept with me, like, down at the foot, and she was just sitting there staring at it. Like, she wasn't barking, she wasn't freaking out, she was just looking right at it.
What's this thing?
Yeah, and it just floated straight up, almost like it dissipated before it got, like, to the ceiling, but it was just so weird. I've never had an experience like it again or before that. So I don't know. Maybe there are good things and bad things in the beyond. Who knows?
Oh my God. You remember Glinda the Good Witch, the little orb she floats in on?
Yeah.
On the Wizard of Oz? Yeah. Your grandma was the Good Witch.
That's awesome. And I'm just like you, like, after that, see, I want to say that the footsteps that I heard was before that I was home alone that night and I heard them before that, but like, there are things that you can just feel, like, once you go into a house, there's just a feeling that's different. And when we first got to this new house, I've never felt anything in this house, like, at all. Like, nothing is in this house. Like, it's a safe space almost. It's Aww. Just crazy how nothingness there is here. But it's nice, though. Like, it's really nice. I don't know. It's just weird. Those are really the only things that ever happened to me, like, personally. And you haven't seen anything since then?
I haven't seen anything. I've stayed at mom's house a lot, you know, and I've not seen anything in her house. I never saw anything in Dallas. I never saw anything in California. I saw one thing in Wyoming, like nothing in Lata. For 6 years, nothing happened. So, I don't know.
That is so strange.
And it happened, like both of us, it happened to us when we weren't expecting it. We didn't go looking for it. You're not trying to figure out. But when it gets so bad in your damn house and you're Catholic that you're like, let's have a seance, that's pretty serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this special supernatural episode, Holly's Hauntings. Catch more next time on the Sirens Podcast.
Do we have an outro? That's our outro, isn't it?